The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
And we welcome into the show Brian Bohannon, head coach of the Kennesaw State Owls, joining us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line. Coach, there was a lot you didn't see over the past year not being able to coach your guys. You finally get out there on the field. You get a 35-3 victory. What did you see week one? What did you like week one?
Well, first of all, it was just good to run out of the tunnel and play a football game again. It was 448 days. Since our last game. So that part was awesome. Finding a way to win, that's the ultimate goal on a Saturday, to win, was positive. We did not play very well. We played maybe like a team that hadn't played in a while. But we did not play to the standard of Kennesaw State football. We have a lot to work on. Unfortunately, we have it on tape right now. And I told our guys we can go fix things, and I'd much rather fix them with a win than with a loss. So we got a lot of stuff we got to fix. I think when you look at football teams, they make their greatest improvement from game one to game two, and I think that's where we are. We need to make a huge jump from game one to game two if we want to continue to compete for championships like we expect around here.
Coach, we know every year is different, and different teams take on different identities. How long does it take for you to understand the identity of your team, or how many games, and can you get any inkling of identity during practice?
Yeah, I think every team's different, like you said, and I think this team I have a little better feel for. Sometimes it may take me 3 or 4 games in a season to kind of truly get the identity. I think this team, because a lot of them did play like a year and a half ago, you have a little better idea. And even during practice, there's some things that have come up along the way that I knew were going to show up on a Saturday. So I think it's different. Every year's a little different. Normally I would tell people it's 3 or 4 games into a season. We don't have that luxury, Joe. We only play 6 games. And so the urgency within our football program's got to be an all-time high right now. We got a conference game next Saturday. And in order to play in the postseason, you're going to have to win every conference game. And there's just no time to feel our way through or figure it out. We got to go get it done and get it done now. There really is no time to wait and see what it's all about. So we got to make a lot of improvement from game one to game two, that's for sure.
Kennesaw State head football coach Brian Bohannon joining us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line. The mistakes, those are things that coaches don't like a lot of, but to your point, not having a long season this year, what did you see from your guys when things didn't go as smoothly as you thought they should go?
Well, I think defensively, I mean, they held the ball for 12 minutes in the first quarter, but we did maintain our composure and come out and play a little better as the game went on. And we won the game at the end of the day. But honestly, and I hate to be this way, but we didn't play very good. Didn't coach very good. Just wasn't what it needs to be for the standard of our program. I think that's what I look at. It's not always the final score, but what is the standard we're trying to play at? And that's the most important thing, because we feel like if we play at our standard here, we can go compete and win any football game we play. And so that's what we're shooting for, and that's what we're going to work on this week, going into next week, to continue to work towards playing the kind of football we're capable of and the standard here and within our program.
Coach, I know there's no crying in football at all, but ideally, would you like to have a bye week this early, or you would like to have it come a little bit further along down the road?
Well, I think for me as a coach, personally, when we play really poor, I want to go play the next day. and that's me. We won, but it felt like we lost because we played so poorly, and I want to go play to clean that up immediately. I think, truthfully, with some things we need to get done, some guys we need to get back on the field, it's probably at a good place. Just some things we need to get accomplished. It gives us a couple extra days to do it. It gets some things cleaned up from the game. So I think it – I hope You really won't know till it's over, but I hope it's come at a good time for us to go get a lot of things cleaned up, get some guys back healthy on the field, and hopefully go into the conference game here in a week and a half, ready to go.
What'd you think about the overall conditioning, shape, and focus of the guys going out there, being that they've been off the field and away from normal football activities for a long time?
Yeah, I'm going to sound like the most negative coach on the planet on this interview. But I'm not going to sugarcoat anything.
Okay.
We're not in the best shape. There's a lot of reasons for that. We're going to go to work on it. Focus-wise, it was a little bit all over the place, a lot like practice. It actually looked a lot like practice. Practice has not been its best all the time. So I think there's a lot of things that maybe have been going on in practice, but we have not been able to get them fixed for a myriad of reasons, and they showed up in a game. And now I think they resonate a little more, and I think it's a little more urgency to get those things fixed when they show up on a game tape. So I don't mean to sound like negative Nelly, but I'd rather be honest about where we are and what we need to do, just like I am with our kids. And we got a lot of things to go get better at, and a lot of things coaching-wise, myself. We got to do a better job, too, and I think that's when you look at it, that's what you got to do.
Well, Coach, we thank you for your time, and everybody appreciates honesty. That's the only way you get the best out of yourself and everybody else. You're 1-0, and your next game's against Charleston Southern. So we wish you guys the best of luck, and we can't wait till we talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.